You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Right Stream and hashtag Right Stream. Thanks for listening to the Right Stream Radio Network.
Welcome to Just Believe Radio. I'm your host, Lisa Tarvis, and I am a metaphysician, board-certified holistic health practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. And I am also, obviously, a radio show host and an author of the book, Just Believe. So I just wanted to welcome everyone to the show. We have another really exciting psychic reading show tonight, which is always fun. We get lots of callers and lots of people interested in getting a reading. We do take them in order. So please give us a call if you'd like to get on the air, 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. If you want to listen, you can just call that number and listen, or you can press the number 1, and if you press 1, you will be in the queue, and Daria Ann, our friendly call screener, is in the shady area. She's shady. Only kidding, Daria. She's back in the background picking up all the calls tonight, so you'll get a chance to talk to her if you call in. Just want to let everyone know about the show. Obviously, airs every Sunday night at 7 p.m. And I just want to let everyone know we have a full lineup starting this month on the Right Stream Radio Network, which is really cool. We have my show kicking off the week with Just Believe at 7 p.m. on Sundays. We have Military Monday with John D. Gresham. He's on at 1 p.m. on Mondays. On Tuesday, we have Daria Ann doing Right Stream Tuesday. She's on at 1 p.m. Wednesday, we have the Family Power Hour, and that's on at 7 p.m. Thursday, we have Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, and that is hosted by myself and Daria Ann, where we talk about women's issues, which is a really great show. We're going to be talking about domestic violence, actually, this coming Thursday. So, and Friday, now we have a new show starting Friday called Speculative Fiction. I'm going to say that word wrong every time because it's just not a natural word that comes out of my mouth, I guess. Speculative Fiction Cantina. So it's the Speculative Fiction Cantina with S. Evan Townsend, and he's going to be on 6 p.m., airing at 6 p.m. Eastern time. He's on the West Coast, so he's going to be but it's going to air on the East Coast. All the times are East Coast times. So it's going to air here at 6 p.m., and then Saturdays, we're going to have a new show called SEO Strategies with Snapperhead. And we're really excited about that show, too. I believe that's maybe a week or two out. I'm not sure when that one's starting for sure. I'm not sure if we know when that one's starting for sure, but it's definitely going to be this month sometime. So we've got a full 7-day lineup now on the Right Stream Network, and Daria and I are both very excited about that. Always looking for feedback, so please visit our website at rightstreamradio.com, and if you have feedback for us, you can go to the Contact Us page and fill out that form, and Daria and I will both get a copy of that. It also talks about all of our shows. Actually, SEO Strategies is not on there yet, but it will be soon. All the other shows are on there, and the hosts are all on there, and who we are and what we're about. So just wanted to put that in there real quick because that's going to be new. We have these new shows, and we're really excited about having a full week lineup now. And moving forward, we're looking to do some really great stuff with the network. So, okay, back to tonight and about this show, Just Believe. I have the queen on this episode, and what we're going to be doing are live psychic readings, which I know y'all love. The queen is clairvoyant. She's a tarot reader. She's a dream interpreter and a life coach. She has 35 years of experience as a full-time professional psychic. You can find her on respectedpsychics.com, where she works, and she's the first person you see usually when you go on there, or I think all the time when you go on there, actually. She is on the front page right there when you go onto the site, and I'm just looking to make sure I'm not crazy. Well, I know I'm crazy, but you know what I'm saying. Anyway, she's right there. She's the first person you see when you go on the site at respectedpsychics.com. So she can happily give you a reading off air there if you're not comfortable coming on air. But that's where you'll find her. But I want to read her bio real quick. She got nicknamed the Queen because she used to promenade down the street all dressed up around the age 20. And sometimes just for fun, she liked to put on a tiara and make herself feel good. And everyone would laugh good-humoredly, so it stuck. When she started doing readings, people would say, "How do you know that?" And she would say, "It's magic." Being psychic comes naturally to her. Her mom and grandmother were both psychics, but it was her aunt that took her under her wing at the age of 12 and helped her work with her gifts and honor them. And before she knew it, she was out in the world using her skills to help others. She loved it, and she still loves it. There is nothing better than helping people. Today, she reads for all kinds of people. Everyday people, lawyers, judges, business executives, housewives, college students, celebrities, rock stars, men, women, and animals. She treasures her skills, and she uses them wisely, and she meditates and prays regularly to keep her balanced and on the right energy path. She is all about good positive energy and telling the truth about what she sees and she hears. I want to let everyone know, as usual on the show, the Queen will take one question, and please have a specific question ready for her. You know, there's no time to do general readings. General readings are something you've got to get when you are off air. General readings are just it takes too long to connect with somebody to do a general reading. So ask her a specific question, just one question, and that way we can get to as many people as we can that are in the queue. But I want to bring on the Queen now, if I can find her. Oh, there she is. Sorry, Queen. I lost you in my queue. There are so many people that are holding to talk to you. I couldn't find you.
Really?
Scrolling through the list. Yes. Yes. So that's very exciting.
I'm ready.
All right. Good. Well, I'm glad.
I am ready. I would appreciate just their first name, their birthday, if they want to give it, and the question, and I'll be fine with that.
All right. That's perfect. And like I said, everyone, please just stick to one question. If you have follow-up questions about that question, you know, briefly, that are really brief that she can answer quickly, that's fine. But you know, we can't do deep readings for everyone. That's what you go to respectedpsychics.com for, so you can get her to give you a reading on air then. So let me bring on our first person if you're ready. Are you going to use cards? What are you going to be doing tonight, just so everybody knows?
What I do is I use clairvoyance, but I use the cards to confirm it. So I don't do actual spreads with the cards. I just throw them out while I'm seeing things, and they usually give me the same answer that I already know.
Yeah,
so that
yeah.
way it's like a double stamp or a double whammy or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, it's just that confirmation, and I think that's a great way to use them. We have tarot readers on all the time, and they're fantastic readers, and they're great for general readers, general readings actually. But it is something that I find, you know, it takes a little bit more time. So when you get to go through this without the cards, or just using the cards for confirmation, we'll be able to get to a lot more people. If I ever shut the hell up.
Listen, it's almost like, you know, when you fiddle with things, when you're thinking about something else. That's how I use them. I don't even know how to do spreads because I don't do them, really.
Yeah.
I just
yeah.
do them while I'm focusing. So the next caller will be fine.
Great. Great. Let's get to Kimberly from Georgia. Kimberly, welcome.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you. Do you have a question for Queen?
My question is, I'm looking for ways to supplement my income, and I just want some insight on that.
I need your birthday, Kimberly.
Oh, 11/5/1970.
Okay, first of all, you have to stop being depressed and stop worrying because that's blocking the energy. It tells me that you have a lot of ideas and a lot of things right in front of you, but you don't see them because you're focusing on the fear. Let go of that. You're going to find something. It's going to come to you, but you have to clear all of that naysaying that's in your head. I see you've been depressed. You've been having some problems sleeping a little bit. Just let go and trust. Something's going to open up for you.
Okay.
Definitely. Okay?
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
Just
hope that helps, Kimberly. Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Moving right along, we're going to go to Helen in Connecticut. Helen?
Hey,
are you
thanks.
There?
Yep, I'm here.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm great. My birthday is 9/18, and my question is, I'm just started a new job, and I was wondering kind of when you see me getting settled.
How long ago did you start it?
August.
Okay, just one second. One second, sweetheart. Said that you're going to start feeling a lot more balanced, like in the fall months, I'd say November, like by the end of November, you're going to feel a lot more settled. And they're also telling me that you need to relax. It's your job. It's yours. It's like you're a little agitated. What is that? Is it agitation or fear?
No, I think I'm just overwhelmed a bit. A lot going on.
Yeah, but that's going to balance out. It's new. It's going to be good for you. And actually, I see a promotion for you in the end of the year. They're saying there's a blessing coming out of the blue around this job. So just stay with it. Use this time right now as your opportunity to shine, and you're going to see you'll move forward. You'll be very comfortable. But I feel like you're going to start to move quickly.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Have a good night.
Thanks for calling, Helen. Bye-bye. All right. You're really fast. You're really, really super fast. That's awesome.
Yeah, I am fast. A lot of people say I'm fast because I just try to jump in there and do the doggone thing, you know? I'm a New Yorker. I move.
Yeah, you can't tell that at all by your accent, by the way.
Not really? At all.
No, I'm kidding. Yes, that was sarcasm. Yes. You can definitely tell from your accent that you're from New York. It's I love that accent. I don't know why. I love that accent. I just think it's awesome.
Thank you.
All right.
Loving this. I was so nervous, but now I'm feeling fabulous.
And I told you when we talked, I told you you will be fine. It is nerve-wracking at first, but then it's so much fun. You just have so much fun. And all our callers are awesome. They're such nice people, so that's good.
And you know something, Lisa? The thing is, when you get people that are ready to connect, you can get to them faster, as opposed to people that are just, they don't even know what they want or what they're looking for, then I have to search and hunt. Oh, my goodness.
Right. That's what I was saying about the general reading, because the general readings are so hard to do when your time is so limited. You know, we only have a couple minutes a person here, and in order to get to everybody, so it works out okay though.
It works out lovely. I'm having fun. I was really nervous, but I'm having fun.
I told you you'd have fun.
I know you did.
We're going to move on to Gwen from Massachusetts now, if I can work the buttons. Hello, Gwen.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hi,
how
Gwen.
Are you?
Hey, Queen. How are you?
Thank you. Love you, too. How can I help you today?
Well, my birthday is April 2nd, 1964.
Right.
And I just want to know, do you see a relationship this year for me or next year?
Right. I need you to... How long ago was your last relationship, Gwen?
Oh, boy. That's how long. About seven years.
Right now. A guy jumped out at me right away. You don't know him, so don't go digging into the archives. But I feel like he's a little bit younger than you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's a little younger than you, but he's coming at you. And said in the beginning he's going to be a little bit on and off. Don't pay attention. Don't pay attention to him. It's his job to hunt you, right?
And ooh, I like that.
Have a lot of fun with him. The good thing I like about him is even though he's younger than you, he is financially secure.
Okay.
All right? I feel like you're going to meet this. Wow, there's two of them. So your biggest dilemma is going to be which one to choose. One is divorced and one has never been married. One is younger than you and the other one is like your age or maybe a little bit older that's divorced. You get the success part on relationships. The only thing is you're going to have to choose between them. All right?
Okay.
I say to you, you know what? Let the best man win.
Amen.
You don't need to have whoever first. You need to just relax and see how you're treated. But this is before the end of the year. Two men.
Wow.
Yeah. So you know what you do right now? Instead of worrying about whether or not you have a guy, focus on yourself, get your head straight, make sure yourself is high, make sure they know how to do you, and you're going to be fine.
Amen.
Don't worry.
Beautiful.
Don't look for it.
Okay.
All right.
All
great
right,
advice.
Honey. Thank you. Yes.
Great
thank
advice.
You, Queen.
All
many
right.
blessings
thanks.
To you both.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
Calling in, Gwen. Same to you.
All righty.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, she's going to go from having no guy to having two guys. Yeah, there are bigger problems, I guess, right?
But you know what? I find a lot of times when you don't have and then they show up, then that's the next problem, which one. But if you just sit, you know, they're going to show you which one by their behavior.
Right. And I think that's not, I think that women especially, I don't know if men do this as well because I'm not one, but I think women, we get to a certain age and there's this desperation almost that comes over you. You
men
know, you're like,
and they smell it and it doesn't work. If he's crazy about you and he's all this blah, 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 okay, prove it because I'm still focusing on me. So if you want me, you will show me that. Otherwise, I'm fine. But the problem is they start turning around. Oh, what is he thinking? Who cares what he's thinking?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. When I used to do the online readings, you know, through another site, not yours, but another site, I used to get so many people, what is he thinking? What is, you know, and I'm like, really?
<He's>
Who
not
gives
thinking
a crap?
Anything.
What do think? What are you, yeah, exactly. I mean, seriously. That is, I just put something on Facebook. I don't know if I put it on Twitter or not. I might have. But I saw this little thing that said, women spend more time thinking about what men are thinking than men spend thinking.
Because they're simple. I mean, they're like, give me food, give me, you know, and I'm good. They're not like us with all of these issues and all of my hair. So they don't care.
That's
complicated. And once women get that, they can sit still, be themselves, and get what they want.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. It's just a whole different mentality. And we don't understand them, and I think it's because we're complicated and they're so simple. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
We don't understand somebody that's that simple, you know?
Yeah, so we're sitting around building up all of this nonsense in our heads, and all he wanted was a cheeseburger.
So true. So true. All right. Let's move on. Jennifer from my state, Pennsylvania. Jennifer?
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I got a question. It's kind of like pertaining to me going somewhere and it are, okay. I don't know if you're good with, like, picturing.
Don't worry about what I'm good with. Just give me what you got. I'm going to
okay.
do my best.
Are you? Is that guy that is on the loose, the one that killed a trooper and shot another one?
And wait a minute. Start all over again. I'm sorry. What did you say?
There's a guy on the loose, a crazy man on the loose.
Uh-huh.
And he's like a survivalist, and he's hiding up in PA in the mountains, and I want to go visit up there, but is it safe? Are they going to catch him soon?
So you want to go in the area where the crazy man is running around?
Well, I want to go vacation up there, like for the day. Yeah, like 2 days or something. I don't know.
You want to know if you're going to be safe?
No, are they going to catch him soon?
All right, let me see. Do you know his name? I haven't seen it in the news. Do you know his name?
Eric. Eric.
One second, sweetheart. Yes, they are going to catch him because they give me the sign for joy like a lot of people are celebrating. There's a reward for him as well?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like a woman, a mother, is going to get it, get the reward for him.
Okay,
as far as you being safe, even though I wouldn't go no matter what right now, but you would be safe. But I wouldn't want to be in that vicinity because the energy around there is not good. There's, you know, hunters and police and this and that. But, you know, you have to make your own decision. But, yeah, they're going to catch him soon. And a woman is going to get the rewards, and she's a mother. And I don't
awesome.
Know her name. Okay.
Awesome. You're funny. I like you. I want to listen to your show.
Lisa's show.
Yeah,
I
want to. I have somebody. I have different people on every week doing readings. The Queen, though, you can find her at respectedpsychics.com, and you can talk to her anytime you want.
Okay, great. But I want to listen to the show. Continue listening.
Oh, please
after.
Do. Yeah, absolutely. Every Sunday, 7 p.m. This is where I am.
Awesome.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you. You guys have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, this next caller, it's so funny because her name is Nina and she's calling from New Jersey, but in the screening room it looks like Ninja is on. I don't know why. I obviously am having a dyslexic moment because I'm seeing Ninja instead of Nina and G, but and J, I mean. But anyway.
As long as and karate chop us or something, we'll be okay.
Yeah, I think we're all right, I hope. Well, I don't think she can get us through the airways anyway. Nina, you're not a ninja, right? You just happen to be from New Jersey.
I just happen to be from New Jersey.
with the name
Hi,
Nina.
Hi.
Thanks
How
for calling
you,
in.
Nina?
Did you
what
have a question? Did you have a question for the Queen?
Yes, I do. Okay, my name's Nina, and my birthday is April 1st, 1988. And I wanted to know what you see going on with my love life.
What's his name?
Steven.
And when is Steven's birthday?
February. I'm not sure exactly. I want to say the 23rd.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. How long have you been with him, sweetheart?
Almost a year.
All right. So I want you to picture his face for me.
Okay?
Just picture his face. Okay. You get positive energy around him, and
yeah.
You, then again, I get like he's confused. He gets, like, everything can be going good, and all of a sudden he doesn't know what he wants. Is that
yes.
him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When he does that, what do you do? And be honest with me, please.
What do you mean? Like, how do I act with him?
When he shuts down, how do you behave?
It's a mix. Sometimes I kind of want to cut him off, and I say, okay, then we should probably just break up. And then sometimes I go forward and I tell him, you know, like, we should, like, I, like, love on him more.
All right, well, don't love on him more when he does that. He loves you. He's young. You guys are young. He loves you. But when you give, when he's misbehaving, then he thinks it's okay to do that. And I know his behavior sometimes makes you feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But when he does that, just let go. Focus on your life. Do what you have to do. And if you do that enough times, you'll see he'll stop that. All right? He gets, okay. He tends to take things for granted sometimes, but he does care about you. And I feel like you guys are going to move forward, but you have to change your tactics because sometimes you kind of help him take you for granted.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense to you?
That makes a lot of sense.
Good. Very good. Don't worry about it. He loves you. He's got to grow up. Guys take a little bit longer, but he's a good guy.
All right.
But
thank you.
Don't pamper him when he's not nice.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
God bless. Sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck, Nina.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Great advice again. Boy advice. Boys.
Thank you. Am I little too fast or am I good?
No, you're good. You're good. We've got a lot of people that have dialed in that are just listening. Anybody who's just listening, if you want a reading, you can press the 1 and you can get into the queue that way. We have also you can call if you're listening and you haven't called in.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Lisa. There's somebody that's waiting. I feel like it's about to get married soon.
All right. Well, we can find out whoever that is is probably hopping up and down right now. Oh my God! Oh my God! Pick me! And then I got to do it, and I got to be fair and do it in order. So you know that's the way to do it. But anyway, anybody who's listening that wants to call in to talk to the Queen, you can call 347-945-7246, 347-945-7246. Press 1, and you'll talk to the beautiful Daria Ann, who is not shady. She's in the shadows. That's what I meant, in the shadows on the show. I didn't mean shady. All right. So anyway, I was picturing a shadow and I said shady. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to move on to Brittany in California. Hello, Brittany.
Hi, Queen.
Hi, Brittany. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing well. You are so funny. You are so hilarious.
I'm smelling the sunshine.
Yay.
When is your birthday?
My birthday is like the last caller. It's so funny. It's April 1st, 1982.
Wow. The Aries are among us. How can I help you, sweetheart?
I'm calling because I'm dating a guy who lives in another state, and I wanted to know, when do you see us getting together again, or if you see us getting together?
How long have you been dating him?
Well, we met in June.
Mm-hmm. Why do you call it dating?
Well, seeing or talking to, maybe.
Know that you know, because that's the trouble that we get into. I mean, if he can't take the garbage out or build a shelf, you're not dating, okay?
Right.
You're both attracted to each other, but this is not a relationship. And I don't want you to misconstrue, because I see you're putting a lot of your emotional energy into this guy.
Okay.
And, you know, what are you really getting? I need his first name.
It's Bobby.
And where is he?
He's in Washington.
I need you to picture him, okay? And I'm going to tell you the truth, so get ready.
Yes, tell me the
okay.
truth.
Okay. 1 second here. You know, it says that things can go either way between the two of you because... It says that he does care about you and he thinks about you all the time, but he's not putting as much effort into it as he should. And you're allowing that. It's like you're accepting that. you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is long distance business. I feel like you're going to end up walking away from him, sweetheart.
Okay.
You, not him, walking away from you. You walking away from him. Because it's like things, a lot of good things are coming to you and coming into your life, and you're feeling like he's not, you're not, you can't share it with him, and somebody else is going to come along. So don't put all your eggs in his basket. Just live your life and be happy.
Okay.
I don't feel like he's going to be the one, sweetheart. I'm telling you from my...
Yeah, I know he's not the one. I just think that there was a spiritual reason of why he came into my life. But I know he's not going to be a long-term guy.
And that's fine. You know, sometimes people come into our lives to help us along the way or what have you. But you're on the right track because you already knew.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not telling you to, you know, throw him away, but I'm just saying as far as the future, it's not with him. Okay?
Right. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. God bless you, and thank you for wanting to speak with me.
Absolutely.
Thanks for calling in, Brittany. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's the queen giving you the truth. And see, that's what's really important with psychic readings. You can get people to blow smoke up your butt all day long.
Yeah.
All day long.
Yeah.
And that's not what you need. When you call a psychic, and I've had, believe me, when I worked on that other place, that other site that I was talking about,
right.
I got so much crap because people wanted to hear what they wanted to hear instead of wanting to hear the truth.
And sometimes, let me just cut you off for a second because I know exactly what you're saying, and excuse me for doing this, but it's
no,
in
please,
my heart.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Sometimes it breaks our, people don't even understand when we're honest and we're real how it breaks our heart, but we have to do it. We have to tell you the truth because that's our whole purpose. Sometimes I hang up the phone from someone and I'm crying worse than they are.
Yeah, I know.
Because I know that it was painful. But if I'm not telling the truth, I'm just a joke. What's the point?
Right. And you're right, it is really hard. It is really hard to give people bad news, and I don't think. I mean, you know, you have to think about if you're a doctor and you have bad news for somebody as a doctor. I mean, it's not that much different. We're telling you something that you don't want to hear. You don't want to know this, but you do. You do want to, but you don't think you want to.
Right, so that you can change it and fix it. So
right.
If we're doctors and somebody comes to us and we say, oh, well, you don't have cancer. Well,
right.
What the heck for you? What
right.
for you? So you
yeah,
let
we don't
them
want
rot?
To We don't want to make you sad today, so we're just going to tell you don't have cancer. I mean, that's ridiculous. You know
It is.
You gotta. And she handled it very, very well. And
she did.
She handled it very well.
Sometimes they want to shoot the messenger, you know.
Right, and it doesn't always go that way. A lot of times it doesn't go that way, and we get a lot of crap for that. That's honestly 50% of the reason that I stopped doing those kind of readings through that site I was on because it was just ridiculous. You know, people, and then they get mad at you.
You shoot the messenger. You can't dispute the rating. The people that are looking for you, they don't understand the rating. And somebody's mad that you told them the truth, and they write down 1 star, she sucked. Excuse my language. But, you know,
that's
be honest.
What they do. And somebody that's looking for somebody, they're looking for a reader, they see 1 star, she sucked. And honestly, it's only because we didn't tell them what they wanted to hear. You know what? If you want to hear what you want to hear, go to your friends. Go to your friends because they'll blow smoke up your butt all day long. You know what I mean? You want to hear. It's like going to your mom. Your mom's going to tell you the truth. She's going to tell you what it really is, you know?
I had this one woman. She cursed me out. She wrote a thesis with 1 star. Oh, you sound like my mother. And blah, 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 blah. I said, maybe you should listen to your mother because she loves you, and I'm telling you the same thing.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot of truth in that, a whole lot of truth in that. And, you know, you get beat up as a mom and you get beat up as a psychic sometimes. But then again, then again, there are the beautiful moments when, you know, it resonates with somebody, they get it, they learn from it, and they change their lives, which is why both of us.
And you know what? Not only that, but they come back and they say, you know what? Thank you so much. And they will even tell me, Queen, I hated you.
Yeah.
But you know what? You could care less because you told me the truth, and now I found out. And I am so grateful for your courage, for your honesty. And now, and I got it. And thank you, because no one else would tell me.
I've had the same reaction, and I used to have right in my profile. I used to put, you know what, if you want to, you know, somebody blow smoke up your butt, you don't hit, talk to me, go to somebody else.
Cool.
I'm not going to do that.
Exactly.
All right, let's move on. We have Mindy in California. Mindy, hi.
Hi,
Mindy. When is your birthday, dear?
Guess what? I'm an Aries.
Wow, this is Aries Central.
That is so funny.
Wow. What day?
April 5th.
Oh, boy. Okay. And what is your question, sweetheart?
Hello. I'm happy to be here on a Sunday afternoon and listening. My question has to do with business. And,
okay.
I'm an entrepreneur. My business is being launched, but I still have to do the full-time job. And this job that I go to is like, oh, my God, I can't manage. It's really despicable. But I approached someone else last week. Maybe she'll be able to hire me as a consultant while I'm working my business. So that's what I wanted to share.
First of all, your job is making you feel miserable for a purpose.
Absolutely. Sorry.
It's pushing you to get on point with what you really want to do. That's why you're feeling antsy. That's why you're feeling like, oh, I'm so done with this. That's just like the universe saying, okay, you're done with that. But get this straight. Because if you were comfortable, you wouldn't be so ambitious.
That's good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But it's thing. This person that's going to hire you is going to be very good for you, and I feel like you're going to have a lot more flexibility.
Beautiful.
Yeah, but just use this time to just focus on your real goal. This place where you're being hired is just to, you know, have some cash flow, but your real goal with your new business, and by the way, you're going to do really well. There are going to be some obstacles, and if you don't faint, you will overcome them. Just look at it like paying. You're going to do very well.
Well,
very
well. I will be of service, that's for sure.
Yes, and that's a blessing. When you have something that someone needs, you can't lose.
Thank you.
All right, Cindy?
So it's going to, in terms of the timing of when I can leave this miserable place and go to this new woman, do you think it will be as fast as next week?
I would say before the end of this month.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that it can't happen next week, but it's not going to go past the end of the month.
Oh, beautiful.
So just stay positive, keep your confidence high, and just keep moving. You'll see. You don't have to fret over it anymore. All right? You're on the right path.
Right on. Thank you for taking care of us Aries today.
Thank you.
Good luck, Mindy. Good luck.
Take care now. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetheart.
Yeah, it's an Aries night, huh? That's funny.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Aries.
I know, right? I mean, that's like, it's pretty amazing, really. I'm a Gemini, just so everyone knows. I am not an Aries, so yeah. Gemini, through and through Gemini. Okay, moving forward, we have Patricia, who's calling from the Southwest. Patricia?
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for take my call, and thank you, Queen, for doing a reading for me.
Hi, Patricia. When is your birthday, sweetheart?
Well, mine is January 24th, 63.
When is it? What is his?
Oh, I'm not with anybody.
No, because when you said mine is, I thought there was someone else.
No.
What would you like me to focus on?
Well,
I need a
Yes, my question is, what do you see around my job? Do you see me staying with the job, moving on? I'd like some more flexibility. There seems to be an individual that doesn't honor when we need time off.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Got you. What kind of work do you do, if you don't mind?
It's mostly communication, a lot of communication, market research.
Oh, let me ask you a question. Have you been learning something new or training for something new or thinking about something new that you have to learn? Because I'm asking you this because they're showing me that you're going to be working on something a little different than you usually do, and it's going to bring in more money for you, and you're going to feel a lot happier. So have you already started thinking ahead?
Not really, because I just can't pinpoint. I've been so busy with a lot of different things that I'm pretty much just working to pay the bills.
Something is going to open up for you that's different, because they show me that immediately, first thing.
At the same company?
No. Something else is going to be offered to you. I don't know if it's going to just come from out of the blue or it's an opportunity, because they do show me that you work very hard, but a lot of times you get depressed. You have to start putting yourself out there and stop looking at this place as if it's your lot. It's not. You have a lot of skills. You're good at what you do. And this shows me a lot of distrust around the place where you are. So if I were you, I would give thanks that I have a job, but I would start putting myself out there. So something is going to open up for you, but you have to put your feet in the water and stop acting like you're stuck. You're not. That's your choice. They're not going to change.
Okay.
The same skills that you give to them, you can give it somewhere else.
Yeah, that's what I thought about. And when you say distrust, is it my distrust with them?
Of course. They're not treating you well, but the energy around there is not good. It's like they don't treasure the people that work for them, and that's not a good environment. You're not a workhorse.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, because when I need my time off, they don't honor it.
Yeah, well, you have to honor yourself. And like I said, you have a job, give thanks for it, but while you're there, put your branches out. Something is going to open up for you.
Okay.
You don't have to leave and be, you know, dry because of them, but put your branches out. Something is going to open. You're actually being pushed to do that.
Yeah, okay, so be open to that. I am open to it, yes, absolutely. I just have to... be patient and just work with the universe to
help yourself out there. Go look online, look around. Opportunities will show up. They're not going to show up if they can't find you.
Right.
Stop being afraid. People are just messing with your self-esteem, and it's a lie. Don't believe it. Branch out. If you were worthless, they wouldn't even keep you. You know you're good, but they're not treating you the way you deserve. Don't allow it anymore.
Right,
okay?
And I started doing that. I started just saying, you know, I can't take that project this
weekend. No, but you can't say it. You can't say it. You have to show it. Don't say anything. Get yourself ready for what you want and go get it. Don't talk to them about anything. They can't hear you. If they could hear you, they wouldn't be treating you like this in the first place. They're not listening. All right?
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you, Queen.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Lisa.
All right.
Thank
bye-bye,
you.
Patricia.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Let's see.
Lisa, You sound a little bit tired, and I'm doing the readings rapid fire.
I know. What is that about? You know what the problem is? Let me tell you what the problem is. The problem is I'm a night owl, and I can't fall asleep these days before 4:30 in the morning. And then I have a little shih tzu crying at my seat at 9 o'clock in the morning. Take me out, take me out, take me out. Love me, pay attention to me. Well, you know what? I just fell asleep.
You're singing to the choir. I have two Bichons today, and they are nuts.
Yep, same problem. You have the same problem I have. Same personality, no doubt.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
I have an Australian Shepherd that will lay under the bed all day long. If I don't let him out, he'll cross his legs, no big deal. But my Shih Tzu needs attention, and everything has to come to a screeching halt.
You know what it's like? It's like having the kids at the terrible twos for the rest of your life.
It is. You know what? I've got to tell my husband that, because our Shih Tzu is only a year old. And we're always talking about, well, he might outgrow this. And there are some things you don't want him to outgrow, and then there are other things where, please, God, he's got to outgrow this. I mean, it's horrible. And
I think
I've heard other people describe this breed, and not just the Shih Tzus, but the Bichons, and there's also the Lop Tzu, whatever they are.
They're always puppies.
Yeah, they're like chronic puppies, forever puppies, which is cool, except when you're trying to sleep.
Are you serious?
Yep. So once I start talking again, when I'm listening, I'm like completely enthralled in what you're saying, and all of a sudden I start mellowing out, like and then I come on the air, and then I'm like, oh, okay, I'm still up. It's good.
And I start my readings at 4 a.m. So I'm real. Supposed to be asleep right now, and I'm still on top.
Oh my gosh, God, that's difficult.
Yeah, I get the people from overseas, Japan, Australia, India. Yeah. So, and it's like 6 o'clock in the afternoon for them. And
right.
A lot of them are regular, so I have to be available. You know.
I know, and everyone who comes on to the site. Because I've had a couple of people in the chat room asking, do you have the ability to do anything about, do you get free, like if the first couple minutes free or something?
They get a $15 gift, and when they buy packages, they get, like if they buy an $80 package, they get $90, but the first time callers get $15 gift card.
Okay, so that's good
to
know,
everyone.
There's a lot
of on there. They just have to go there, honey. This site is about love. Everybody's got 20-plus years experience, no newbies, no practicers. You know, these got wonderful, wise women on there that have been around for a long time. And there's a lot of gifts going on, a lot of specials and gifts. They just need to go and look at the site, respectthesite.com.
That's great advice, because I've had that in the chat room asking, because you know when you do this kind of a reading, when you go on to a site where you have someone that you're talking to online, it is very often per minute. You pay per minute, and
but all the first time callers immediately will get a $15 gift card.
All right,
walking
so
in
that's
the door.
Awesome to know.
Let's know.
You know what? The per minute thing is not a big deal, because I got to tell you, I type almost 100 words a minute. When I used to do that, you know how fast I type, and it's not when the thoughts are coming, you're typing like a lunatic. You're not trying to take anybody's money. You're typing as fast as you can type, and you're trying to get them the information as fast as you can.
Right, but they can hear the way I talk. I'm like Speedy Gonzalez. I get in there, I cut to the chase, you know. I don't try to hold them or leave them or, you know, let's do this, because then maybe we can make room for something else that's popping up that you didn't even ask about. But I like to walk in the door, grab them, look, this is this, so you know who I am. So now we can both relax and let's let's get into this. Let's fix things. Let's straighten things out. Let's clear out the obstacles.
Absolutely.
You know?
You'd be surprised what you can do in just a 10 or 15 minute reading, everyone. You would be stunned at how fast that can happen when you have specific questions, especially when you come in for a general reading. If you're asking for a general reading, you're going to have to expect it's going to take a few minutes longer because you're asking for a general update me kind of reading.
Not only but you're not giving the psychic something to focus on. A general reading, you know, it might come to me from your childhood. Do you really have time? You know, do you really need to know all that? Let's cut to the chase. If it's something that you need, it's going to come out, but give me a point of focus. That's what opens the door.
Right, absolutely. I agree. Absolutely. All right, let's move on to another caller. We have Patricia on hold. Another Patricia. This is our second Patricia, but this one's from Georgia. Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Hi. How are you, ladies?
Good.
Hi, Patricia. How are you from Georgia? Which part?
Warner Robins, which is like an hour's drive from Atlanta.
All right. How are you today?
I am well, and yourself?
I'm fine. Can I have your birthday?
Yes, June 22nd, 1971.
And
the person I want to look into is Leo. He's my friend. He's 10-24-66, but we're friends. The only thing we've done is kiss and touch, nothing else. I just want to know.
How long have you known him?
I met him last year in July.
I need you to picture his face for me, dear.
Okay.
They said that this guy loves you. But they're also saying that, you know, this is very strange to me. Has he separated from you before?
Yeah, last year we kind of like took a break, probably like December, and then we got back, we started back texting and talking, say, maybe March of this year.
Okay, let me just let you know something. The reason why this guy hasn't jumped in with both feet is because he has abandonment issues. He has abandonment issues, not you, him as a man, and that's very rare, okay? It says that he loves you, and it says it's love and also emotional friendship, which to me is also love. But then it says that he gets so insecure, he gets afraid of losing you, and that he separates on his own and turns his back because he's afraid that if he keeps it this way, he's sure that things will go on. But if he takes it to the next level, he's afraid that you're gonna leave him, or he's gonna lose you, which is sounds strange. But and then he gets angry with himself.
Well, the funny thing about it, I texted him the other day, and he's like, "Suppose we get an emotional connection." He goes, "Well, that won't happen to me because I won't let it." So I was like very upset, and I haven't said anything to him anymore.
He already has emotional connection, and he's afraid. There's something about him that he doesn't want you to know, and he feels like if you know it, you will abandon him, all right? My best advice to you is let him go. Let him come back to you on his own, and then deal with him on your terms.
Okay, all right. I will do that. So I'm just going to let it lie again, and if he comes back, he'll be all right.
Then you deal with him and you tell him you can't, you're not going to keep doing this. You make up your mind, or Patricia is fine and fabulous. That's it.
All right. Thank you so much. Y'all
good
ladies
luck,
have a great
Patricia.
Night.
Good luck. You too. Bye-bye. So cool. Oh, my gosh. We have another person back-to-back, another Georgia person.
All right.
Hold on a second here. This is Gina from Georgia. Gina from Georgia.
Hi.
Hi, Gina.
Hi. Hi, guys. January 8, 1979.
January 2nd?
8th.
And what's your question, sweetheart?
Whatever you can pick up on romance and finances or...
Okay, let me just tell you something. The first thing that I'm getting in my head is something to do with marriage. So, wait a minute. Are you seeing someone right now?
I'm going through a divorce. But
okay,
I'm not seeing anyone.
Maybe that's the marriage thing. Okay, give me a second. So you're not in a relationship right now?
No.
All right. Just give me a second here. I don't feel that... I feel like you're going to be meeting people and so on, but right now it's a lot of focus on yourself, you know, getting yourself clear, getting yourself straightened out. I feel like you're going to meet two guys within the middle of next year, and you're going to be choosing between them. But right now I'm not getting any deep romances this year. I see friends, I see guys, I see going out and this and that, but I don't see a real connection until the middle of next year.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, you know, I mean, I wasn't really looking for, like, a long-term relationship in a way.
Well, you're going to have dates. That's what you were concerned with.
Yeah, just dates.
Yeah,
not no, like, you know, because I'm getting out of marriage and I'm not thinking
right.
about long-term. No, mm-mm. Just want to have fun and just want to be out
there. You're going to have fun, believe me. You're going to have a ball. You're going to be like, okay, wait a minute, this is a little bit too much fun for me right now. So
okay.
Don't even worry about that. Your focus right now is just getting your life on track as an independent woman and learning yourself again. You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
But I feel like somebody very interesting is going to show up in the middle of next year.
And you say it's two guys.
Yes.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
'Cause I said I was open to, like, I'm an African-American woman, and I said I'm open to, like, different races because I just don't want to be, like, just black men. And I just
you don't
to
have
to open.
Listen. This is 2012, and you date who you want to date, and you
mm-hmm.
date who you well and respects you and don't worry about the rest.
Right, exactly. That's why I said I don't want to be like that. I just want to be more open. So
yeah, just enjoy yourself.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Bye bye. All right, we're going to be wrapping up. We got one more caller that we're going to take, and we're going to be wrapping up in a minute. But I do want to run a quick promo, just a quick commercial. Because I didn't do that through the whole show because everybody was having too much fun and all that. So,
I like it when you do it.
When I do what?
When you say respectedpsychics.com.
Oh, yeah, respectedpsychics.com, absolutely. We're putting it in the chat room, too. We've got lots of people in the chat room talking to us. We're putting it in there all the time, and we're going to say it on the air a bunch of times. But let me just run a RightStream promo real quick, and I'll be right back with everyone for our final reading with the Queen. Everyone, hold on for 1 minute. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the RightStream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter @RightStream and #RightStream. Thanks for listening to the RightStream Radio Network.
Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the RightStream Radio Network, tune in to host Daria Ann for RightStream Tuesday. Daria Ann interviews talented authors in a variety of literary genres, from urban fantasy and historical romance to autobiography and science fiction. RightStream Tuesday celebrates the creativity that flows through every author. It also delves into the all-important publishing and marketing aspects of writing,
including the benefits and pitfalls of independent publishing versus traditional publishing, and how to effectively use social media for success. WriteStream Tuesday with Daria Ann. Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the WriteStream Radio Network.
All right, everyone, we're back with the Queen. We're going to do one more reading, and I'm going to send this one to Daria, my faithful call screener, who is not shady at all. And I'm going to I'm going to send this one to her because I know she's been loving you. She's been in the chat room chatting with everyone, and I know she wanted to ask a question. And Daria, why is it just you and my promos that are in this thing now?
I'm sorry. What's that?
Our in the audio clips, it's just like you and me. We're like all on our own.
I know. Well, we got to get some new ones for the other people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop. We're just behind. I'm like looking. I'm searching through. Wait, who else do I play? I'm not going to play myself because obviously, if you're listening, I'm on every Sunday night at 7 o'clock.
Well, John's is still in there too. So there's three of us.
I didn't see it. I didn't see.
Yeah, and it's under MM for Military Monday, but anyway.
Yeah, there it is. All right. Sorry, missed that one. Okay. Anyway, Daria, meet the Queen. The Queen meets Daria.
Hi, Queen.
How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm really enjoying, I'm enjoying your readings. I just think you're awesome.
Thank you so much. Let me help you. What do you need, sweetie?
Okay, well, do you need my birth date first? Or?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, I'm a Pisces, March 14th, 1967.
Okay.
All right, and there's something, or should I say someone, from way back in my past and that I thought I had resolved several years ago, and this person has tried to connect with me a couple of times over the past few months, and I've just been ignoring it, and I guess I'm just wondering what that's all about, and it's bothering me because I thought that button was gone. I didn't realize that this person could still push my buttons, and I'm not quite sure what to make of it. So.
All right. Give me his name, dear.
Oh, you need a name? Oh, geez. Okay. All right. We're on the air.
Wait, Daria. If you don't want to say his full name, just give me his initial because I can understand you're on the air and you'd rather not. Just give me his initial.
Okay. TB? Like,
all right.
He is in Tom, he is in boy.
And his birthday?
Do you know his birthday? March 1st, 1967.
All right. I want you to picture him. Don't even think about him. Just picture his face like it's a picture. Don't think about his antics because I know there are many.
Okay.
All right. This guy has a lot of commitment issues, a lot of on and off, and then you always were feeling like emotionally exhausted, and even like before it was done, you felt you knew that things had to either get better or be over with, like enough. Am I correct?
Well, he's been married to another woman for many, many years, so, and I've done nothing.
But he still tried to be involved with you. Listen, if you want the same thing that you had, then go back to him. I would run for the border. And I'm going to tell you something else. A lot of times these things happen, it's almost like a test right before the one comes up, before the one shows up. It's like the universe is saying, okay, you want to settle for this or you want to wait for that? Let go of him. He's had enough of your time, enough of your energy. That's it. He's not coming back with anything that you need. He's going to come and he's going to be on and off. And it's just, how much energy do you give a person?
You know, as Daria's friend, I just want to butt in and say that I don't think I think for her it's more of a, why does he keep showing up, whether it's...
He keeps showing up because she's being tested.
Okay.
That's why he keeps showing up. She's being tested because the universe knows what she wants. But she has to stand by what she wants and not be so afraid that she would go back to what she doesn't want. And I really feel like when she finally feels that he can't tempt her. He can't do anything. That her guy is going to come.
Oh, good. Well, go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, Queen. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. You were about to sound like you were going to say something.
I just feel like her guy is about to come, and it's not him.
Oh, good. I want a new guy. Yeah, I just...
Yeah. I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lisa, can you hear me? Can anybody...
Yeah, I can. It's breaking up a little bit. It's probably because... It's probably a Skype thing, but, yeah, I can hear you right now.
Yeah, I can hear you. I just feel like this guy, you know, sometimes they just come to block the view. I'm not getting anything positive from him.
Okay, so there is a new guy, though. That I'm happy to hear.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Awesome.
I'll be down there soon, Daria, to hunt him down with you. How's that?
Can I just one more thing? And I know we're limited to one question.
Sure.
But is he coming in fairly soon, you think? Or?
He's going to come before the end of the year.
Wow, that is very soon. Okay.
Yeah, it is. But you got to release this old one. Get rid of the energy.
Okay.
Let go.
I thought I had done that. I mean, my book was supposed to, 6 years ago, was supposed to be the catharsis I needed, and I did. And then that's why I was upset that this person trying to contact me again.
No,
I thought I should resolve it.
Daria, that's just a test to see if you really got rid of it.
Okay.
I'm telling you, he's not the one, sweetheart. If he was, I'd be the first happy person to tell you, but he's not.
No, I'm happy to hear that because I don't want anything. I just want to keep it in the past, and I'm really wanting somebody new that I've never met before to come in. So
they're coming. So just release him, bless him, give thanks for him, and let him go.
I will. Awesome.
Good. You'll be happy.
Great
you'll
advice.
Call me up and say, Queen, thank you. Here's my new one.
Yeah. Hopefully she'll be able to do that when you're back on my show again sometime because everyone.
You want me back?
I do. I had so much fun.
Wow.
And everybody was raving about you. Daria was in the chat room the entire time because I'm not that good at multitasking. So, you know, for me, if I'm going to hit the right buttons in the studio, I've got to, like, stay out of the chat room. So she was taking care of most 90% of the chat room. And
I had so much fun. Oh, my goodness.
Glad.
I feel like you've been my girlfriend for life. You know, like I'd known you forever. And I was so nervous ahead of time because I know I'm kind of quirky and sometimes people don't get me. But I felt so at home and so much love and so much fun. I love it. I will come on anytime.
I'm so happy because I got to tell you, Just Believe loves quirky. And the Right Stream Network, I think as a whole, likes quirky. I mean, I think we're just a quirky group.
Quirky.
Yeah, quirky works for us. It's just, we're quirky, we embrace quirkiness. It's a thing. It's our thing. That should be our new motto, Daria.
Yeah,
we're gonna
we
have
love
to put
quirk.
That under the Right Stream logo, we embrace quirkiness. that should be our new tagline.
I love it. I have
all
so
right,
much
team,
fun with you guys.
We're going to let you get some sleep because I know you've got to be up in a few hours to do readings at RespectedPsychics.com. RespectedPsychics.com. If you guys didn't get enough of the Queen tonight, you can, starting at 4 a.m. Eastern, yes?
I'm on all the time. Just call me. And there are lovely women on there as well. Everybody's got 20-plus years experience, and they're all good. I'm the first one on the page. If you need me, here I am.
Absolutely. And we really appreciate you taking the time out and being on tonight. We had so much fun with you. Thank you so much. And I will definitely want to rebook you. So let me know when, we'll talk off air. I'll send you an email. We'll book you again and get you scheduled again real soon.
All right. Thank you, sweetheart.
All right.
Bye, Daria.
Bye.
Bye, sweetheart. Lisa.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love doing this show. The show is so much fun. It really is. I mean, it's just fun. Psychic readings are fun. My job is fun. I love this. It's just a good time. Whatever. So that's my opinion. Yeah, that's good, Dari, because, you know, you do the same sort of thing, only different, but the same. Yeah, Dari and I run the Right Stream Network together, so we are collaborators in crime. We're like, I don't know, like Thelma and Louise, only we haven't killed anybody. And we're not driving any cars off this cliff.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not doing that. We have no plans of driving any cars off of any cliffs anytime soon.
But we happen to co-host the show together, Lisa, so we might as well give a plug for Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss before we go off the air.
Absolutely. Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss is, I'm sorry, the third most awesome show on the Right Stream Network. Dari and I are tied for first with Right Stream Tuesday and Just Believe. But Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss is a women's talk show, and we are on. We just relaunched last week talking about breast cancer awareness because it's October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This Thursday, we're having a show on domestic violence because it's also Domestic Violence Awareness Month this month. And so we're going to be talking to they're actually the DVCCC, which is the Domestic Violence Center of Chester County, which is the county I happen to live in Pennsylvania, and it's a big county, and we're going to be talking with them, but there's going to be a lot of great information. And I got to tell you, Daria, one thing that I'm learning true and real fast from working with domestic violence advocates and domestic violence victims and domestic violence professionals is that our teenagers are in big, big trouble with domestic violence, and we really, really have to start getting it out there. They're putting up with way more than they should put up from relationships, and they're putting up with sexual abuse that they don't even recognize as sexual abuse. So this is something that I really want to focus a little bit of Thursday on, is dealing with teenagers and the fact that, you know, as adults we make decisions and things like that, but as children and young adults, I'm not really sure that we always make the greatest decisions, not because we are choosing not to, but maybe because we don't know anything else. And so that's something that I definitely want to spend some time talking about on Thursday. What are your thoughts on that?
No, that sounds really, really good. I mean, I don't have kids, but I do have, I've got four nieces. One is 22, and the other, I've got a 15-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 10-year-old niece. So that kind of hits close to home. I know, Lisa, you have two daughters, so
My oldest, Kristen, who used to co-host with us, had some issues. Luckily, she was in a relationship that, I mean, when she was young, she was 15 years old, and became slightly inappropriate for what she was comfortable with, and turned out to be a really bad guy. And I think that it's something for me. I mean, domestic violence is my thing. It's my cause. It's just my cause. It always has been. It just is. I don't know why. I don't like people that are taking advantage of someone smaller than them, someone not built like they are, or someone younger than them. I don't like someone taking physical advantage of someone. And so it's always been my cause. We all have our causes, I guess, you know, and that's always been mine. So we are going to talk about that on Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss on Thursday. And I think it's going to be a really good show. We're going to have some other domestic violence episodes coming up, but we're going to have some fun, too. And that's what I want everybody to know. We're going to have some fun. We have a country music, her name's Josie. I can't remember her last name, right now, but, her first name is Josie, and she is a upcoming country music star who's actually also an bullying advocate. So we're going to be having her on the week after, so 2 weeks from a week from Thursday, 2 weeks, almost 2 weeks from now. We're gonna be talking about makeup, and we're gonna have some makeup artists on, and some fashion experts, and some people will tell us how to dress to succeed. We got some great stuff coming up. So everyone, tune in to blogtalkradio.com/rightstream, and you will find all of our fantastic shows, if I do say so myself. We have 7 days a week of great shows, starting with my show Just Believe on Sunday. Monday we have Military Monday with John D. Gresham. Tuesday we have Rightstream Tuesday with Daria Ann. Wednesday we have the Family Power Hour. Thursday is Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss. Friday we have the Speculative Fiction Cantina. Whoa, said it without tripping over it. And yeah, I know. That's like the first time ever. And then on Saturdays, we're going to be having SEO strategies with Snapperhead. So we're real excited about all these shows. You can find out everything about our network and about our shows at rightstreamradio.com and learn a lot more about all of our hosts that way as well. Plus, follow us on at Rightstream on Twitter and Rightstream Radio, yes, Daria, on Facebook.
Rightstream Radio Network. Cool.
Oh, yeah, Rightstream Radio Network. Never, ever have I got them both right. Never. I never get the Twitter and the Facebook right. So it's Rightstream Radio Network on Facebook and at Rightstream or hashtag. We hashtag Rightstream all the time. Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss is hashtag with LLL. But you can follow Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss with, it's called Love, Liberty, Lips, at Love, Liberty, Lips on Twitter. And I'm at Lisa Tarvis, and Daria is at Daria Ann on Facebook, or I'm sorry, on Twitter. Oh gosh, all the social media, I'm getting overwhelmed.
I just want to plug real quick on Rightstream Tuesday. I have a great guest coming up this week to talk about Lyme disease. She's had a journey through this disease, which is really insidious, and we're going to talk about it. Her website is Karen's Lyme Story. Let's check it out. So Karen will be my guest on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, so I invite everyone to check that out because she's got a lot of great information to share, and she's become an advocate for other Lyme sufferers now that she's finally seeing the light at the end of the tunnel after many, many years of suffering with it. So tune in
and
on Tuesday.
Daria is a native of Pennsylvania, as am I, and we just found out from Karen the other day, I guess, that Pennsylvania is the number one state for Lyme disease. Isn't that right?
Yes.
So if you live anywhere in the Northeast, you've got to tune into that show. Not to mention anywhere. You can get Lyme disease. Doesn't matter where you live. But this just makes it more probable, I guess, if you live in the Northeast. But a very important topic because Lyme disease is – people get so sick with Lyme disease every year they don't get diagnosed a lot of times. They're misdiagnosed and ignored and everything. So I'm definitely going to listen to that show, Daria. So that's on Rightstream Tuesday with Daria Ann. That's going to be this coming Tuesday, which is the 7th, my husband's birthday. Happy birthday, honey. There you go.
Happy birthday, Scott.
So on the 7th at 1 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time. Daria will be talking about Lyme disease, which, again, very important subject. So thanks for bringing that up because I would have forgotten. I forgot that was this Tuesday. So I'm glad you mentioned it. All right, everyone. Oh, absolutely. Thanks to everyone for listening. I appreciate y'all tuning in and listening to the show next week. Another fantastic psychic, and we also have me coming up here doing psychic readings. I know, right? I never do psychic readings myself, but I'm actually going to be giving the readings. I'm looking it up right now to see when and who's on next week because I do want everybody to know what we've got going on. Next week, we have Robert Capecchi. I'm totally trying not to butcher that name. And it says How to Survive Life and Death. So I'm not sure what that's about. I got to look that up. But the week after that, on the 19th of October, I'm going to be doing the readings myself. Every 4 or 5 weeks, I'm going to actually start doing the readings myself because, quite honestly, I'm pretty good at this. So just saying, you know. You can find out more about me at lisatarvis.com, Lisa, L-I-S-A, Tarvis, T-A-R-V-E-S.com. And you can check out what I do, book an appointment with me, or check out where my book. I wrote a book. It's called Just Believe. Shocking, I know. Same name as the show. And you can check out that book and find out where you can buy that book. You can also find Daria's book, by the way, which is called Water Signs, A Story of Love and Renewal. Yes, love, Story of Love and Renewal. What is it? Is that right?
You're right.
A Story of Love and Renewal?
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
You got it.
Sorry.
Sorry,
I was running
back to my computer to answer your question.
Yeah, no, I like totally pulled that out of my butt. I have no idea how I remember Water Signs, but then I'm like, wait a minute, what was the, I forgot the subtitle, but A Story of Love and Renewal. So anyway, buy both our books because we're both awesome girls and we, you know, need the money. So that's basically it. Just Believe by me, Lisa Tarvis, and Water Signs, a Story of Love and Renewal by Daria Ann DiGiovanni. And I think it's under Daria Ann, but look under Daria. You'll find it. It's probably the only book called that. Anyway, next week, again, we're going to have another awesome person on who is going to be talking to us, like I mentioned a couple minutes ago, about how to survive life and death. It's probably a book, not really sure. Got to check that out, figure out what that, I don't remember. I booked it a while ago. I booked months in advance, so I don't remember. But I will look that up, and you'll be getting lots of stuff if you're following me on any social media site. You'll be getting a lot of information about when that show is on. Well, we know when it's on, but who the show is, and get a link to the show so you can put it on your reminder list if you follow anything on Blog Talk. Anyway, I think that does it for us tonight. Again, you can find out more about the network at rightstreamradio.com. You can find out more about me at lisatarvis.com. And look forward to next week, and where I'll talk to you all again. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.